We want to thank you. We want to thank you this evening, Lord, for your great goodness to us.
And
we say with the prophet that your mercies are renewed every morning. Great is your faithfulness.
您在先知书里面跟我们说您的怜悯每天都是新的，您对我们是信实的。
And so we just give thanks this evening for the Lord Jesus Christ and for all the blessings that he has bestowed upon us and will bestow upon us.
我们为耶稣基督感谢你，也感谢他赐给我们的祝福以及将要赐给我们的祝福。
Now Lord, we thank you for our brother Larry Price and the good ministry that he has given us in the past. And we're praying that by the grace of God, he will be strengthened and encouraged and able to finish off his ministry to us in sometime in the coming weeks.
主，我们为 Larry 弟兄感谢您，也感谢他在过去的几周给我们的讲的课，也求您能够医治他，坚固他，使他将来在未来的几周还能有机会再给我们把他要讲的课讲完。
And we thank you for our brother Keith Kaiser, who will be able, Lord willing, to minister the word to us next week. We pray that you will enable him to teach that which is going to be beneficial to each of us.
主，我们也为 Keith Kaiser 弟兄感谢您。若您许可的话，他下周会给我们讲课。也盼望您能够给他力量，把他要您借着他讲给我们的真理讲给我们听，使我们都受益。
And we pray now that you will help Eric as he speaks to us. He hasn't had a lot of time to prepare this message, Lord, but we thank you that he's got a lifetime to prepare the good things of God that he sees in the Lord Jesus Christ.
主，我们也为 Eric 弟兄感谢您，也求您今天借着他说话，他今天没有太多的时间来准备，但是我们感谢的是他能够用，他已经用他一生的时间来见证你的美善，其实他是在用一生的时间做好了准备来传讲你的美好。
So help him as he puts his thoughts together and delivers them to us and bless Yan Ling as she would translate. Help her, we pray.
主啊，我们祈求您帮助 Eric 把他所要讲的话语都组织好，把它传递出来给我们，也求您给我翻译的智慧帮助我。
And we give all thanks for all these things, looking to you for blessing in Jesus' name.
我们把这一切都交在您的手里，我们也祈求您祝福我们，奉耶稣的名我们这样祷告。
Amen.
Thank you, Mr. Summers. This evening, what I'd like to do is to give another picture of some of the Old Testament characters. You might recall, a few weeks ago, I gave a short message on the, David as a type of the Lord Jesus.
那我们今天晚上要继续来看一个旧约的主耶稣基督的预表的人物。大家可能还记得我们几个星期前呢是讲了大卫。
The Old Testament is full of pictures. The Hebrew is actually a pictorial language. It isn't a descriptive language in the same way that Greek is.
那旧约里面呢有很多这样的描写了很多这样的人物。那希伯来语呢它其实是一种这个图片式的图画式的语言，它跟希腊语不一样，希腊语呢是逻辑性很强的。
But Hebrew is a language that lends itself to pictures.
那希伯来语呢它是把它自己和这种语言呢是多半是和图画联系在一起的，它是一种形象的语言。
And you may be familiar with many of those pictures, for example, the tabernacle and the priesthood and all the sacrifices, they're all types and pictures of the person and the work of our Lord Jesus Christ.
那大家可能对很多的这样的预表都很熟悉啊，旧约里面的，比如说帐幕啊、比如说祭司制度，比如说的献祭，那这些呢都是关于主耶稣基督他的这个人以及他所做的工作的预表，或者说是图片图画。
But there are a number of men of God who, in their lives, give remarkable parallels of the person and of the Lord Jesus Christ in their own person and work.
那同时呢，旧约还给我们讲述了很多人物啊，借着他们的一生以及他们所做的工作呢，让我们能够去平行的来看主耶稣基督这个形象。
And so today what I'd like to do is take a look at Boaz in the lovely little book of Ruth. If you'll turn with me there to Ruth.Please.
那今天呢，我想给大家呢，借着一卷非常短，但是又非常美丽的这个书啊，就是《路德记》，来给大家看这个波阿斯这个人物。
It's a beautiful little book, and I think all of us have read it with much pleasure.
那请大家一起翻到《路德记》，我相信我们应该所有的人都读过这本书，而且读的时候呢，会非常高兴。
So, trusting that you are familiar with it, I'll just give a little overview of this book before we look at Boaz as a type of Christ.
我想大家呢对这本书一定都很感兴趣。那我们讲这个波阿斯这个人物之前呢，我们先来概括的看一下全面的看一下这卷书。
Although the name of the book is Ruth, it really is a story of Boaz. He is the executor of the action.
那虽然这卷书的名字叫路德记，但是这卷书绝对是关于波阿斯的故事，因为他是那个最终采取行动的那一位。
So the introduction is chapter 1 verse 1, and I'll just go through the chapters and just review the story for our benefit this evening.
我们呢就快速的把这个故事从头到底的捋一遍这样呢对我们讲波阿斯这个人物呢会很有帮助。我们先看整卷书的介绍，就是一章一节。
Now it came to pass in the days when the judges ruled that there was a famine in the land.
当士师秉政的时候，国中遭遇饥荒。
And it goes on to say,during that time that there was a family in Bethlehem, Judah, where the Savior was born, as a matter of fact, and that has a part in this story as well.
然后呢接着讲在犹大的伯利恒这个地方，这也是我们的救主诞生的地方。
But there was a famine in the land.
但是在国中呢现在是有饥荒。
And usually famines, there wereCame into the land because of God's judgment on the people because they had gone into idolatry and God withheld rain and so there was a famine.
那通常呢在以色列这块地方出现饥荒呢都是因为神对犹太人他们转去拜偶像没有遵守神的命令的一种审判才导致神在不降雨下来导致的饥荒。
So this family, Elimelech and Naomi,and their two sons, Mahlon and Chilion, they decided that they would avoid the consequences of famine and go to another land, Moab.
那然后这一家人呢，就是这个丈夫叫以利米勒，妻子呢叫拿俄米，他们的两个儿子分别叫马伦和基连。那他们决定呢，要逃避这个审判的这个结果，所以他们就要离开这个以色列地，到另外一个国家去，就是摩押。
But the famine actually followed them there. It was a different kind of a famine, but it was a more severe famine than they would have endured in Israel.
但是这个饥荒呢却伴随他们而去了。虽然这个饥荒呢是另外一种饥荒，不是吃的上面，但是呢其实是更严重的一个饥荒一直跟着他们在这个摩押地。
They departed from the promised land and went to a land that was really under a curse.
那因为他们离开了这个应许之地，他们去到了一个受咒诅的土地上。
And whenever we depart from the discipline of the Lord, it only gets worse.
所以不管任何时候我们只要想逃避开神给我们的管教的话呢只会带来更糟糕的结果。
They only intended to stay a while, but their stay lasted about 10 years.
他们本来只打算住很就是暂住一段时间但结果呢最后他们在那住了可能有长达十年。
First of all, Elimelech dies, the head of the family.
那首先呢是这个第一个死的呢是以利米勒就这一家的头死了。
But the boys have married.
但是呢他两个儿子都结了婚。
And then they die.
那后来这两个儿子也死了。
And Naomi, now without any male heirs in her family, she hears the news that the Lord had visited the people of Israel.
那拿俄米呢现在就没有在他家里就没有男性的继承人了但是他听说呢神眷顾了以色列地。
The rains had started again and there were harvests.
然后天又开始下雨了又庄稼又有收成了。
And so she tells her daughter-in-laws that she's going to go back to Israel.
所以她跟她的两个儿媳妇说她要回以色列去。
Both of them travel with her for a certain distance, but one eventually goes back, but Ruth clings to her mother-in-law.
那这两个儿媳妇呢都跟着他走了一段时间那后来呢这个其中一个呢就离开回去了但那个路德呢就始终跟着这个拿俄米不离开。
Though Naomi was a backslidden believer, Ruth saw something and heard something about the God of Israel and she wanted to join herself to them.
那虽然拿俄米是一个有点退后的信徒啊就是信主的人但是路德还是在他的身上听到了也看到了那个奇妙的以色列的神。
And although Naomi tried to persuade her to go back, she would not be persuaded at all.
那虽然拿俄米也劝他回去但是路德不为所动啊他是拿俄米是劝不了他的。
In verses 16 and 17, we have that beautiful passage.Entreat me not to leave you or to turn back from following after you. For wherever you go, I will go, and wherever you lodge, I will lodge. Your people shall be my people. Your God shall be my God. Where you die, I will die, and there will I be buried. The Lord do so to me and more also, if anything, but death parts you and me.
那一章的十六节十七节啊是非常美的经文呢路德说不要催我回去不跟随你你往哪里去我也往那里去你在哪里住宿我也在那里住宿你的国就是我的国你的神就是我的神你在哪里死我也在那里死也葬在那里除非死能使你我相离不然愿耶和华重重的降罚于我。
And so these two poor widows, very poor, becauseNaomi and Elimelech had either sold their property or they had mortgaged their property and they had nothing when they came back.
那所以呢这两个贫穷的寡妇啊他们是真穷因为以利米勒呢要不然就是把他原来的地卖了要不然呢就是把他的地呢抵押了反正就是结果就是等他们两个寡妇回去的时候呢他们身上是身无分文的。
She says in verse 21, I went out full, the Lord has brought me back empty.
因为他在21节啊，拿俄米说了，他说，我满满的出去，耶和华使我空空的回来。
But she's back into the promised land, and it's the time of harvest.
但是不管怎么样，他是回到了应许之地，而且正好是在收割的时候回来的。
And then we're introduced to Boaz.
然后呢，现在波阿斯就出场了。
Isn't Ruth and Naomi a picture of mankind?
你看拿俄米和路德难道不就是我们人类的预表吗？
Naomi is a sad picture of a backslidden believer.
那拿俄米呢是那可怜的后退的信徒的预表。
Who in humility comes back empty to the Lord.
他呢是羞羞惭惭的空着两手回到神那里去的。
and Ruth is a beautiful picture of a someone who comes to faith in the God of heaven.
路德呢是一个非常美丽的图画, 是代表带着信心来到神面前的人。
She'd rather have the God of heaven than all the wealth of Moab.
那他宁可要天上的神呢, 也不要所有在摩押地的财富。
And so in chapter 2, we're introduced to Boaz.
然后在第二章呢, 介绍了这个波阿斯这个人。
And from there on, he becomes the central character of the story.
那从第二章开始呢, 布阿斯就成了整个故事的主角了。
Ruth asks if she can go and glean in fields of anyone that might admit her to their properties.
那路德呢就跟拿俄米说，他能不能去卖，就是这个田里去捡麦穗，就是谁哪一家如果许可他捡，他就去哪一家捡。
That was God's provision for the poor and widows.
那这是神要供应寡妇和可怜的寡妇的这种生计的一个途径。
And so when she comes, she just happens to come to the field of Boaz, one of the fields of Boaz.
然后他就去了，但恰巧呢，他就去了波阿斯的一块田。
And Boaz very tenderly includes her among his harvesters and his reapers.
那波阿斯呢，非常温柔的让他和他的这个收割的人呢一起收割。
He welcomes her and comforts her.
那他欢迎路德，那也安慰了路德。
And then she continues right through to the end of the barley and the wheat harvest.
然后呢，路德呢就整在整个大麦收割期，一直到小麦收割期结束，他都一直在布阿斯的田里收割。
And in chapter 3, it opens with Naomi wanting to secure the future for Ruth.
那第三章呢，一开头就讲到这个拿俄米啊，想要为路德的将来打算。
She knows that Boaz is a kinsman, that is, a close relative of Elimelech.
那她知道波阿斯呢，是她丈夫以利米勒的一个很近的亲属。
And she knows that he can redeem Ruth and redeem the property that they had forfeited, that they had either sold or mortgaged.
她知道波阿斯呢可以去赎回她的丈夫要或者卖或者抵押的那块地，那同时呢也赎了这个路德。
And so she tells Ruth, go down to the threshing floor tonight. Take off your widow's garments and lay at the feet of Boaz and claim the promise of a redeemer.
他对路德说呢，让路德晚上呢去到打谷场，脱下这个寡妇的衣服，然后躺在这个布阿斯的脚前，要向布阿斯呢这个宣告这个一个就是可以赎回他家地的这个人的这样的应许。
We'll look a little more closely at that strange night on the threshing floor a little bit later in our message.
那我们等一会儿呢会详细的看这个晚上啊这个路德的这个奇怪的举动。
And the next day, Boaz, after assuring her that he would do his best, though there was another kinsman who was a closer kinsman than he was.
那第二，就在布阿斯答应路德，他会尽他的全力去做这件事了。以后呢，第二天呢，又来了一个比布阿斯的关系更近的一个亲属。
Now, let's take a look at Boaz now as a type of the Lord Jesus.
好，我们现在来看布阿斯啊，是作为主耶稣基督的一个预表。
And so I'm going to look at a few features. The first of which, of course, is him as the kinsman redeemer.
我们看他身上的几个特征啊。第一点，当然就是他是一个亲族的，可以赎他们的人。
You know, God is not only concerned with what we are, but also concerned with what we have.
那神呢不仅在乎我们是谁，他也在乎我们有什么。
Both Ruth and the field had to be redeemed.
那不管是路德呢还是这块地呢，它都需要被赎回来。
And is that not a New Testament principle as well?
It's not.
I say, is it not? Oh, I'm asking the question. It, or let me make a statement. It's a New Testament principle as well.
那这也是新约的一个原则。
Paul writing to the Corinthians says, you are not your own, you've been bought with a price.
那就像在保罗在哥林多前书里面说的，他说你们不属于你们自己，你们是花重价买回来的。
And we not only need to glorify God in our own lives, but with everything that we own and have.
那不仅我们自己要努力的活一个生命来荣耀主的名，同时我们所拥有的一切也要用来荣耀主的名。
So the field was lost and Ruth needed to be redeemed as well.
所以不仅这块地呢是搞丢了，同时呢路德也是要被赎，也需要被赎回来。
Now, there are three things that a redeemer, needs to be qualified for.
那作为一个就是能赎地的人呢，他是要具备三个条件的，资格条件。
The first thing, of course, is that there needs to be a kinsman, a close relative.
那首先呢，他必须得是一个近亲呢，就是一个很近的亲属。
And so we read in the New Testament concerning the Lord Jesus that he came in the flesh, that he took upon himself human flesh in order that he might be a redeemer.
那我们在新约里读到主耶稣基督啊，他取了肉身呢，他取了我们人的样式，为的是能把我们这些人救赎出来。
And he would need to have then the right to redeem. An angel would not have the right to redeem mankind.
那他需要先具备这个赎回人类的这个资格，天使是没有这样的权利和资格的。
But he came.The Lord Jesus came, God was manifest in the flesh, so that he might be able to go to the cross of Calvary and lay down that life as a sacrifice.
所以主耶稣基督来了，他是把神的荣耀藏在肉身里的那一位，所以他可以来赎我们，他到各个他的十字架上为我们牺牲。
The second thing that a redeemer needed was the willingness to redeem.
那第二点呢，就是作为一个救赎者的这个条件呢，就是他得愿意赎。
Now, we might think of Adam for a minute.
好，我们来思想一下亚当。
Adam and Eve.
亚当和夏娃。
There were four phases in Adam's relationship with his wife, Eve.
那他和夏娃的这个和他妻子夏娃的关系啊，分成四个阶段。
First of all, Adam was alone in the day that God created him.
那第一个阶段呢，就是当神先造了亚当的时候呢，他那个时候是只有一个人，是孤独的。
During that phase, God gave him the commandments and gave him commission.
那在那个阶段呢，神给了他命令，也给了他工作的任务。
A second phase was when God had made Eve and the two of them lived together in harmony with God and innocence.
那第二个阶段呢，是神造了夏娃给亚当，那他们呢和他们彼此之间以及他们和神之间呢都非常和谐的一起居住。
And the third phase was when Eve had eaten of the fruit.
那第三个阶段呢，就是当夏娃已经吃了这个上个树的果子以后。
She was deceived and had fallen into sin.
她是被蛇骗了，然后她堕落犯了罪。
And Adam was still in innocence.
那时候呢, 亚当还是无辜的, 他还没有吃。
Now this is a critical time in their relationship.
那这是他们两个关系的一个, 关键点。
Adam had a fearful decision to make.
那这时候亚当呢, 需要做一个非常可怕的决定。
Would he try to redeem Eve in some way?
他是不是愿意用某种方式去把, 夏娃赎回来呢?
Like Moses did years later when he interceded for the nation of Israel and said, Lord, blot me out of the book of the living.
正像多年以后摩西, 为以色列民族所做的, 他跟神祈求, 他说, 宁可把我从这生命册上, 把我的名字涂掉啊, 也求你能够赦免他们。
Adam could have pled with the Lord and said, Lord, take me instead of her.
那亚当呢, 本来可以向神祈求的, 说神啊, 你要不然让我死, 让夏娃活。
He was unwilling to try and redeem her. Instead, he chose to fall with her.
但是, 亚当呢, 没有选择去用这样的方式去救赎夏娃, 那相反呢, 他选择和夏娃一起堕落。
And that's a picture of the nearer kinsman, the first man.
那这个呢, 就代表了, 就是更近的那个亲属。
He was willing to redeem the field, but not willing to redeem Ruth.
那他是愿意赎这块地的, 但他不愿意赎路德。
So there must be a willingness to redeem.
所以, 作为救赎主的第二个条件是他得愿意。
And then there must be the ability to redeem.
那第三个条件呢, 就是他得有能力去赎。
The Lord Jesus had the ability because he had led a perfect life apart from sin.
那主耶稣基督是有这个能力的, 因为他活出了一个完全没有罪的完美的生命。
His righteous life was sacrificed there on the cross in order to redeem mankind.
那他把他这个公义的生命啊, 作为祭物, 献在十字架上, 为的是能够把人类救赎出来。
Now, Boaz is the Ruth's kinsman redeemer. He had all three, there.
那波阿斯呢, 作为路德的这个亲族的救赎者, 他是完全具备这三个条件的。
He had the right to redeem.
他有这个救赎的权利。
He had the willingness to redeem.
他有, 愿意赎回的心。
And he had the ability. God was satisfied with the price that he paid.
那他也有这能力, 因为神已经把他要付的这个, 钱的, 这个代价都给他预备好了。
So that's really a picture of Boaz as our kinsman redeemer.
所以, 波阿斯啊, 的确是我们, 作为主耶稣作为我们这个亲族的救赎者的一个预表。
I made a mistake there. Boaz is a picture of Christ as our kinsman redeemer.
对, 他刚纠正一下, 他漏说了这个基督, 就是, 波阿斯是作为, 是作为基督, 作为我们的, 亲族救赎主的一个预表。
But there are a number of other parallels with the life and the person and the life of Boaz that is a picture for us of the Lord Jesus.
那在波阿斯的身上呢, 还有一些特征呢, 是让我们能够, 去对比看主耶稣基督的, 身上的这个特点的。
First of all, let's look at the birth of Boaz.
首先呢, 我们来看看波阿斯的出生。
That is, You may not understand that his mother was Rahab the harlot.
大家可能知道,她的妈妈就是喇合,就是那个妓女。
She married a prince in Israel named Salmon.
她是呢,嫁给了一个以色列人的族长叫萨门。
So his mother was a Canaanite harlot married to Salmon.
嗯，那她的妈妈呢，是一个迦南的妓女，她嫁给了撒门。
Now, in Israel, like in many societies, he would have to bear that stigma that his mother was a former harlot, a Canaanite harlot.
嗯，那在以色列的这样的一个传统习俗当中啊，像波阿斯呢，他可能一生都要背负这样一个污点呢。这个污点就是他的妈妈曾经是迦南的一个迦南人，而且是个妓女。
Now families were very important in Israel.
嗯，对于以色列人来说呢，家庭非常的重要。
And families are very, very particular about who their sons and their daughters marry.
嗯，而且这些家庭呢非常关注啊，就是他的儿子或者女儿呢，是跟谁结婚。
And we don't read of Boaz having a wife.
嗯，那我们在这卷书里没有读到波阿斯有妻子。
Could it be that even though he was a wealthy man, nobody thought that he was good enough for their daughters?
嗯，那有没有一种可能啊？就虽然波阿斯他是很富有的，但是呢，可能没有人愿意把自己的女儿嫁给他，因为可能觉得波阿斯出身不太好。
Now Jesus, he was had to bear that same stigma throughout his life.
嗯，那同样我们看耶稣也是，他的一生当中呢，也要背负这样的一个污点。
You know the story in Matthew when Joseph found out that Mary was with child, he wanted to put her away privately, so as not to raise a lot of fuss.
嗯，所以大家可能还记得福音书里面讲到，就是约瑟他知道玛利亚未婚先怀孕了以后呢，他是想偷偷的把玛利亚休掉的，免得引起一些这个公开的对玛利亚的这个羞辱。
But in those close-knit societies, there are no secrets, no family secrets.
嗯，但是那个时候呢，人和人的他们的这个社区的关系呢非常近，每一家的这个事情呢，其实都没有办法保密，就是没有秘密可言。
And they knew when Joseph was after he was told by the angel to take Mary to be his wife.He knew that what was born of her or conceived in her was by the Holy Spirit, but the village of Nazareth did not.
嗯，那虽然约瑟在天使告诉他，玛利亚这个怀的孕呢是从圣灵感孕的，那约瑟呢他是知道的，是知道这个孩子是怎么来的，但是这个其他的这个村里的人他们不知道。
And years later, the Lord.Was accused by the Jews.
嗯，那很多年以后呢，我们的主耶稣啊，他曾经被犹太人呢这样指责过。
In John chapter 8.
嗯，在约翰福音的八章。
The Jews up in Jerusalem even knew about Mary, that her first child was born out of wedlock.
嗯，那甚至在耶路撒冷住在耶路撒冷的犹太人呢，都知道玛利亚的这个第一个儿子啊，他不是婚内生的。
John chapter 8 verse 41, they accuse him.
嗯，我们看约翰福音的八章四十一节，他们在指责主耶稣。
He said to Lord Jesus said to them, "You do the deeds of your father." And then they said to him, "We are not born of fornication."We have one Father, God.
嗯，主耶稣对犹太人说：“你们是行你们父所行的事。”他们说：“我们不是从淫乱生的，我们只有一位父，就是神。”
So both Boaz and our Lord Jesus had to deal with that kind of stigma all their lives.
所以不管是波阿斯啊，还是主耶稣啊，他们两个都一样，他们都要在一生当中啊，都要去伴随他们这个污点而生。
And another thing that we learn about Boaz is in chapter 2 and verse 1.
那另外我们看波阿斯的一个特点呢，是在路德记的二章一节。
We read there that there was a relative of Naomi's husband, a man of great wealth of the family of Elimelech. His name was Boaz.
二章一节，拿了你的丈夫以利米勒的亲族中有一个人名叫波阿斯，是个大财主。
Now, Boaz, the name Boaz means in him is strength.
那波阿斯这个名字的意思呢，就是力量在他里面。
And that certainly seemed to describe his character.
那这个名字呢，应该是很好的描述了他的这个特点，他的这个人格。
Our Lord Jesus Christ was a meek man, but meekness is not weakness.
我们的主耶稣呢，他是一个谦卑柔和的人，但是谦卑柔和并不代表软弱。
Our Lord Jesus Christ demonstrated strength of character that has never been seen on the face of this earth before or since.
那主耶稣基督在他的人格里面所展现的这个力量啊，是整个在地球上活过的人里面都没有展现过的。
It also is described here that he was a mighty man of wealth.
那这里面还讲到波阿斯啊，他是一个大财主。
When we read about, began to read our book, it was during the time of the judges.
我们都知道啊，这个路德记开篇就在讲，这个是士师秉政的时代。
And we remember there was a famine, that's why Elimelech and Naomi left the land of promise.
而且我们还记得那个时候是饥荒的时候，所以因为饥荒，这以利米勒和这个拿俄米他们一家才离开的。
But Boaz, he prospered during that time.
但是波阿斯啊，却在这样的这个饥荒的时候呢，他都繁荣昌盛了起来。
He had resources to be able to redeem all of Elimelech's forfeited land.
所以他是有足够的资源啊，能够赎回以利米勒失去的这个土地的。
So, he's a picture of our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以波阿斯也是我们主耶稣基督的一个预表啊。
He was described by Isaiah the prophet in Isaiah chapter 53.
那在以赛亚书的53章是这么描述主耶稣的。
And verse 2.
第二节。
He shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of dry ground. He has no form or comeliness, and when we see him, there's no beauty that we should desire him.
以赛亚书53章2节，他在耶和华面前生长如嫩芽，像根出于干地，他无家形美容，我们看见他的时候也无美貌，使我们羡慕他。
That phrase that he was a root.Out of dry ground is what we'll look at for a moment.
我们要看这句话，就是他像根出于干地。
That dry ground was the world in which he came into.
这个干地呢，就是指他所来到的这个世界。
It was a barren world that there was very little to sustain him here spiritually.
那这个世界呢，是荒凉贫瘠的，是在属灵上没有什么能够扶持他的。
It was like the famine that was in Israel at the time of Boaz.
那就像波阿斯他那个时代所处的饥荒的环境一样。
What sustained Boaz?
是什么在支撑了波阿斯呢？
His faith in the God of heaven.
是他对天上的神的信心。
But the Lord Jesus Christ too, he came like a green shoot coming out of a parched and barren land.
所以呢，主耶稣基督也是一样的，他来到这个地上啊，就像在一片干涸的土地上生长出来的嫩芽。
And it says, he will grow up before him like a tender plant.
所以第二节才说，他在耶和华面前生长如嫩芽。
A tender plant needs constant watering. because they don't have resources and deep roots in themselves.
那嫩芽可是需要 浇灌很多的水的, 因为他们自己还没有长出那个很深的根来, 自己能够从土里深土的深处 得到水的。
But our Lord Jesus Christ did not require any of this world's substance for his sustenance.
那主耶稣啊, 他没有向这个世界啊, 去索要任何来扶持他的东西。
He brought forth fruit to God his Father in this barren landscape in which he found himself.
那他却在他所在的这片, 贫瘠干涸的土地上啊, 向父结出了果子。
The Lord, God his Father could look down on his son, and for the first time in all of history, from Adam right through to the time of the Lord Jesus, he was the only man God could say, this is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased.
所以当天父从天上看他的儿子的时候啊, 他第一次自从有人, 由亚当开始一直到主耶稣基督来到地上之前, 神第一次可以说出这句话, 说这是我的爱子, 我所喜悦的。
Our Lord Jesus Christ is like the man of Psalm chapter 1 and verses 1 to 3.
那主耶稣基督在地上的人是一个什么形象呢? 就是诗篇的, 一篇的, 第三节。
Turn with me there to Psalm chapter 1.
我们一起翻到诗篇的第一篇。
And we read about the blessed man.
我们看到这里有一个蒙福的人呢。
Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper.
我刚才说错了，不是只有第三节，是一到三节都在描述主耶稣。第一节到第三节，不从恶人的计谋，不占罪人的道路，不做亵慢人的座位，唯喜爱耶和华的律法，昼夜思想，这人变为有福。他要像一棵树栽在溪水旁，按时后结果子，叶子也不枯干。凡他所做的，尽都顺利。Now,
in the Hebrew, where it says walks, the words stands and sits. The Hebrew tense means he has never walked in the counsel of the ungodly. He's never stood in the seat or the path of the sinners and never sat in the seat of the scornful.
那在第一节里面啊，在希伯来语里面写到，就是他行走、站和坐这三个词的时候，他用的这个时态是他从来不这样，就是他从不走这个恶人的道，计谋啊，从不站在恶人的道路上，从不坐在亵慢人的座位。That
description alone fits the person of our Lord Jesus Christ.
那这样的描述啊，唯独只能适合于我们的主耶稣这个完美的人。
But Boaz is a picture of that we have in the Old Testament. He was a mighty man of wealth, even after a famine.
所以从这个意义上说呢，布阿斯呢，在这个旧约里面就是主耶稣基督的一个预表，就是即使在这饥荒的年代啊，他依然是个大财主。
Now back to Ruth again, chapter 2.
好，我们再回到路德记的二章。
The Lord Jesus was the comforter.
主耶稣基督呢，是一个安慰人的人。
He comforted the widow Naomi.
他安慰了这个寡妇拿俄米。
And most of all, he comforted Ruth, a poor stranger from Moab.
那他更多的是安慰了这个从摩押来的这个外乡人呢，就是这个路德。
Now she would feel as a foreigner, her accent would be different from those at Bethlehem.
那他会觉得自己呢，是和当地人是不一样的一个外乡人，因为他说话的口音呢，也和伯利恒人不一样。
her clothing would be different.
她穿的衣服呢也和人家不一样。
And so, she knew that she was a stranger. She had no relatives in Israel.
对，她知道她是一个陌生人，是一个外乡人的外地人，因为她在以色列呢是没有亲戚的。
But when she comes into the field of Boaz, he takes notice of her.
但是当他走进波阿斯的这个弟弟捡麦穗的时候呢，那波阿斯注意到了他。
He invites her to stay in his field. Don't go to any other field.
那波阿斯呢就邀请他要一直都在他的地里捡，就他说让路德不要到别的地里，别人的地里去捡。
He instructs the young men to draw water for her to drink.
然后他还吩咐这些收割的年轻人呢要打水给他喝。
And he brings her to his table to sit with the people of God.
那他也邀请到把他邀请到餐桌前呢跟他们这些属神这神的以色列民呢一起吃饭。
And he personally hands her choice morsels of food.
而且呢他自己亲手啊把这个烘好的穗子就是挑好的东西给了那个路德吃。
And her response was, verse 13 of chapter 2.
那路德的回应是什么呢？我们看二章的十三节，路德记。
Then she said, Let me find favor in your sight, my lord, for you have comforted me and have spoken kindly to your maidservant, though I'm not like one of your maidservants.
路德说，我主啊，愿在你眼前蒙恩，我虽然不及你的一个使女，你还用慈爱的话安慰我的心。
She was able to glean and provide for her material wants.
当然她可以通过捡麦穗来满足她的这个物质上的需要。
But like, we all need to be accepted.
但是我们都需要被接纳呀。
And that's what Ruth needed, was to be accepted.
那路德也同样，他也需要被当地人接纳。
So he brings her to his table and says, This is now your home. Glean in this field, don't leave. Your home.
所以波阿斯呢就邀请他到餐桌前跟他们一起吃饭，然后说这就是你的家了，你不要到别的地方去捡，就在你自己家里捡。
Now Israel they had departed from the Lord, and the Lord had sent prophets to them to turn them back.
那以色列人呢常常远离神，那神呢就会派先知到他们中间呢把他们再带回来。
But they had undergone many, many testings and discipline by the hand of God for their evil ways.
但是以色列人因为他们这些邪恶的做法呢，他们常常的经历神的管教，经历一些试炼。
But when they return to the Lord receives them and comforts them.
但是只要他们转回到神那里，神总是安慰他们，接纳他们。
And Isaiah speaks of this in Isaiah chapter 40.
那在以赛亚书的40章里面呢，以赛亚就讲到了这一点。
He says, yes, comfort my people, says your God. Speak.Comfort to Jerusalem and cry out to her that her warfare is ended, that her iniquity is pardoned, and she has received from the Lord's hand double for her sins.
我们看以赛亚书的40章的一节和二节，你们的神说，你们要安慰我的百姓，要对耶路撒冷说安慰的话，又向他宣告说，他征战的日子已满了，他的罪孽赦免了，他为自己的一切罪从耶和华手中加倍受罚。
And so God sent his comforter, the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以神呢就把这个安慰者就是主耶稣基督啊派来到这个地上。
And notice the next few verses, it refers to John the Baptist who had come before the Lord Jesus.
然后我们看接下去的经文呢就讲到了 这个施洗约翰了，他是在主来之前预备道路的人。
Israel had suffered greatly. They had been taken to Babylon. They had suffered for 400 years with no prophet.
那以色列那个时候呢，已经受了很多的苦，他们被掳到巴比伦去，而且400年当中呢，没有先知对他们说话。
And then God sends his son, the Lord Jesus Christ, into the world.
但是现在神把他的儿子主耶稣基督派到这地上来了。
And his ministry of comfort, in Israel, where he healed the sick and he cast out the demons.
那他在以色列所做的安慰的工作呢，就是通过医治病人赶鬼这样的事情来体现的。
There was, remember the woman who was caught in adultery.
还记得那个行淫被抓的妇人吗？
Well, go to Isaiah chapter 42, please.
好，那在之前呢，我们先翻到以赛亚书的42章。
There in verses 1 and 2, we read about the servant of the Lord, speaking of the Lord Jesus. It's a prophecy of him coming into the world in his comforting ministry.
42章的一节二节呢，讲的就是神的仆人，就是主耶稣基督，他呢是来到地上呢，是做这个安慰的工作的。
Verse 3 it says, a bruised reed he will not break, and a smoking flax he will not quench.
然后再看42章第三节，他说压伤的芦苇他不折断，僵残的灯火他不吹灭。
Now, a reed, we all know the reed is, it has a hollow stem for it to draw up water. And if it's bruised, it will easily fall over and it's good for nothing.
我们都知道这个芦苇啊，它是空心的，它是中空的，是为了让水呢能够吸上来的。但是一旦它要压伤呢，就没有什么用了。
It can't be used. So, people just break them off if they're fallen over.
如果他们被压倒了呢，其实是就没有任何用处了，那人们呢就会把它折断。
But a bruised reed can be bound up and it can heal itself if it is bound up.
但是呢一个压伤的芦苇啊，如果他要把它就是扶起来，用个棍就是绑起来的话呢，它其实是可以自己又慢慢恢复原样的。
Now the Lord Jesus in his life, a woman was brought to him one day by a group of Pharisees.
所以有一天呢，在一群的法利赛人呢，就把一个妇人带到了耶稣的面前。
They said, this woman was caught in the very act of adultery. Moses said to stone her. What do you say?
那些法利赛人说呢，这个妇人就是正在行淫的时候被抓的。摩西说呢，对这样的人呢，要用石头打死。那你怎么看呢？
This poor woman in her shame, surrounded by these self-righteous Pharisees, religious men, broken-hearted.
那这个妇人呢，她在承受羞辱啊，然后她周围呢是站了一群这个自以为意的法利赛人，她是一个伤心的人。
She was a bruised reed.
她就像这压伤的芦苇一样。
Jesus said nothing.
耶稣什么都没有说。
He bent down and he began to write in the earth.
然后她就弯下腰来在地上写字。
And they asked him again. He said, they asked him, and he answered them and said, he that is without sin among you, let him first cast a stone.
然后这些法利赛人呢又再次追问耶稣，耶稣就对他们说，他说谁没有罪谁就先扔第一块石头吧。
And again he stooped down and began to write in the earth.
然后说完这话呢，他又蹲下来写字了。在地上写字。
And when he looked up, they had all gone out, from the oldest to the youngest.
那等他再抬起头来看的时候呢，那 这些人呢，周围的人都走了，从老到少，一个个都走了。
Those accusers, they wanted to break that reed.
那这些控告这个女人的人呢，他们其实是想把这个芦苇折断的。
But Jesus said, "Where are your accusers?"
但是耶稣的问这个妇人说，那些控告你的人到哪里去了呢？
There are none, she said.
这个女人说都没有了。
Said, neither do I accuse you. Now you go and sin no more.
然后耶稣对他说，我也不定你的罪，你走吧，不要再犯罪了。
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ wrapped up that bruised reed, and you can be sure she was healed.
所以经过这样的举动啊，主耶稣基督把他这个压伤的芦苇啊，又重新包扎起来，我们可以确定啊，他一定会恢复的。
That's an example of his comforting ministry.
那这个刚才讲的这个例子呢，就是他在这地上所做的安慰的工作的一个例子。
But Isaiah also says a bruised reed he will not break, he will not quench rather. Smoking flax he will not quench.
那同样呢，以赛亚书还说他将残的灯火他不吹灭。
A smoking flax, they used flax as a wick for their oil lamps.
那这个灯芯呢，他们是用来点灯的时候放在那个灯里的点那个亮光的那个灯芯。
And as long as there's oil going through that wick, the light will burn brightly.
那只要有那个油呢，还在就是灯芯里，灯芯还在这个油呢是浸满了这个灯芯呢，那就会有这个光啊发出来。
But when the oil runs down and low, then the wick begins to smoke.
但是呢，如果这个油啊快就是油的这个水位下降了，快干了的时候呢，这个灯芯呢就会冒烟，就不是明亮的光了。
Now you can do two things.
那这时候呢，你可以做两件事。
You can pinch off the wick so it doesn't smolder and waste the wick anymore. Or you can pour in more oil.
要么呢，你就是把这个灯芯呢掐灭，让它不要再冒烟了，那也不让这个灯芯呢白白的就是烧断，可以省一点灯芯。那还有呢一个选择呢，就是你可以再倒满油。
Now the Lord Jesus met a smoking flax.When he came down from the Mount of Transfiguration.
那主耶稣呢，他从变相山走下来的时候呢，他就遇到了这样一个将残的灯芯啊。
In the valley down below, his disciples were surrounding a boy that was demon possessed.
那他从山上变相山上走下来，走到山脚下的时候呢，那时候众人就在围着一个被鬼附的孩子。
And his disciples couldn't cast out that demon.
那他的门徒呢不能把这个鬼赶出去。
And the father was desperate.
然后这个父亲呢很绝望。
Because the demon sometimes threw the boy into fire or into the water.
他父亲说这个鬼啊时常把他这个孩子摔在火里或者摔在水里。
And so the Lord Jesus came to that man in Mark chapter 9.
然后在我们翻到路加的九章啊，然后主耶稣呢就来到这个男孩子那里。
And the man in verse 17, it says, and one of the crowd answered, said, Teacher, I brought you my son, who is a mute spirit. Whenever it seizes him, it throws him down. And he foams at the mouth and gnashes, his teeth becomes rigid. And I spoke to your disciples, they couldn't cast it out.
Is that in Luke chapter 9?
Mark chapter 9. I'm sorry, Mark, did I say Luke?
Yes. Mark.
Mark chapter 9 and verse 17.
17节。中间有一个人有一个人回答说，夫子，我带了我的儿子到你这里来，他被哑巴鬼附着，无论在哪里，鬼捉弄他，把他摔倒，他就口中流沫，咬牙切齿，身体枯干。我请过你的门徒把鬼赶出去，他们确实不能。
And the man, Jesus said to him, verse 23, if you can believe, all things are possible to him who believes.
再看23节，耶稣对他说，你若能信，在信的人凡事都能。
And immediately the father of the child cried out, he said with tears, Lord, I believe, help my unbelief.
24节，孩子的父亲立时喊着说，有古卷做立时流泪喊着说，我信，但我信不足，求主帮助。
It was a man that had, very little of the spirit. He was a smoking flax. Lord, I believe, help my unbelief. And the Lord poured in the oil of the Holy Spirit and he healed that boy.
那这个父亲呢，就像这个江残的灯火一样，他里面的信心很小，就像这个油啊快要烧尽的，然后主呢就满满的给他又灌满了油啊，就是把他的孩子治好了，把鬼赶出去了。
He comforts his disciples.
那主呢也安慰他的门徒。
He not only comforted, all that he met along life's way, but he also was a great comforter to his own chosen disciples.
那主耶稣不仅安慰他在一生中遇到的所有的人呢，他也特别的安慰他拣选的这些门徒。
He had told them that he was going to go away.
那主告诉他们他要走了。
And they didn't understand that.
但他的门徒呢不明白。
It was on the night in which he was betrayed that there he spoke to his disciples and told them that he was going to have to go away, but he would come again.
就在主耶稣被卖的那一夜啊，主耶稣告诉他的门徒他要走了，但是他还会再回来。
They had hoped that he was going to establish the kingdom and that they would have a place in the kingdom.
这些门徒呢本来是期望主耶稣能够建立他的国度，然后他们呢都在这个国度呢这个王国里面有他们的一席之地。
They had left their families, they had left their occupations and their homes.
他们呢这些门徒已经离开了他的家人抛下了他的这个事业抛下了他的家。
And now he tells them he's going to leave them.
但现在呢主耶稣就告诉他们他要走了。
And so that they were, their hearts were troubled.
然后呢他们心里就很忧愁。
And so in chapter 14, verse 1, he comforts them.
所以在约翰福音的14章的一节主耶稣就安慰他们。
He said, don't let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go, and the reason I'm going is to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself.That where I am, there you may be also.
我们读14章的1到3节，你们心里不要忧愁，你们信神也当信我，在我父的家里有许多住处，若是没有，我就早已告诉你们了。我去原是为你们预备地方去，我若去为你们预备了地方，就必再来接你们到我那里去，我在哪里，叫你们也在那里。
So the promise was that he would come again in the future.
所以主的应许是在未来他会回来的。
But they needed something right now, right at the moment.
但是这些门徒啊，那个时候他们就需要一些东西。
And so in verse 16, we read that, and I will pray the Father, and he will give you another comforter or helper, that he may be abide with you forever.
我们就看同一章的14章的16节，我要求父，父就另外赐给你们一位保惠师或做训慰师，叫他永远与你们同在。
While the Lord Jesus was on earth, he comforted everyone that had need of comforting.
所以我们看主耶稣在他在地上的时候，他安慰了一切需要安慰的人。
And he meets the needs of his disciples there in the upper room.
然后他也在这个最后晚餐的这个马可楼上安慰了他门徒的需要，他的门徒们的需要。
But that comforter is the Holy Spirit. And on the day of,
这个安慰师呢就是圣灵。
And on the day of Pentecost,That comforter came from heaven and indwelt those believers there that were met together in that upper room in Jerusalem.
然后在这个圣灵啊，就是五旬节那天从天上降临的圣灵，降临在当时在那个大楼上聚集的门徒们的身上，而且内住在他们里面。
That word comforter or helper is the Greek word parakletos.
这个 parakletos 呢就是希腊语翻译成安慰者或者是帮助者的这个词。
That means one who comes alongside to help.
那这个词的词义呢就是他走在你的旁边来帮助你的，跟你身边的。
That's the work of the Holy Spirit today, who indwells all believers. He comes alongside to comfort us in all our needs.
那这个就是今天圣灵所做的工作，他始终在我们的身边呢，在我们一切的需要的时候安慰我们。
And so Boaz in the field, he came alongside of Ruth to comfort her. He knew her needs, all she needed, and he met all her needs there in the field.
所以波阿斯啊就是这样对待路德的，在这个收割的田地里啊，波阿斯就在路德的身边，他知道路德一切的所需要的，也满足了路德一切的需要。
And then another picture of Boaz, in chapter 2, when he appears on the scene, we see him as the Lord of the harvest.
好，我们还再看一点啊，就是波阿斯的一个特点，就在第二章里面，我们看到他是这个在收割的场景里啊，他是主。
It's his field, it's his servants, it's his well, it's his food.
所以这是他的地啊，是他的庄稼，他的仆人，他的井。
And all the,He attends to every detail.
而且呢他看顾了一切的细节。
Nothing escapes his eye.
没有什么是逃离他的眼睛的。
He sees this poor widow, Moabite woman, who is a gleaner in the one far corner of the field, and he notices her.
他看见了这个可怜的贫穷的摩押来的这个寡妇啊，他在这个田地的一角啊，在那里捡麦穗。
And he makes sure there's order in that threshing field.
然后他呢就
Or not the threshing field, there's order in his harvest field, rather.
而且呢他定好了，就是在他这个收割的田地里啊，一切的秩序都是井然的，都是他定好的。
Now,The Lord Jesus Christ is the Lord of the harvest.
同样主耶稣基督呢也是庄稼的主人啊。
He said, pray the Lord of the harvest that he would thrust forth workers, reapers into his harvest.
主耶稣曾经跟门徒说，你们要求庄稼的主啊，让他派这个收割的人来收割这成熟的庄稼。
And there, when he was on the Mount of Olives just beforehe ascended to his father. He told his disciples this command, go into all the world and preach the gospel.
那当主耶稣站在橄榄山上啊，马上就要升到天上去，到他父那里去的时候，他跟他的门徒说，他说你们要到全地去，直到地极做我的见证。
He said to them, all authority is given unto me in heaven and earth.
他说天上 地下一切的权柄都已经赐给我了。
And we know from his parables that the field is the world.
我们知道主耶稣基督在他讲的这个比喻里面啊，这个田这个地啊，就是指这个世界。
And the commission that were given to his disciples were to go into every part of that field, every part of the world.
那主给他的门徒的这个使命啊，就是要走到这个全地的地极，就是走到这个地的每一块地方去。
And for 2,000 years now, the gospel has gone to every corner of the world.
那2000年过去了，福音呢已经传遍了地上的每一个角落。
God has reaped out from every nation and tongue and people and family, a people for his name.
那神呢已经从各族、各民、各方、各家都已经召集了他的人，属他的人。
But notice what he says there in verse 20. He says, teaching them to observe all things that I've commanded you. And listen to this. Lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age.
我们看那个马太福音的28章的20节啊，凡我所吩咐你们的都教训他们遵守，我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
Boaz was very much interested in his field. He knew everything that was going on in his field, and he kept track of everything. And so our Lord too. He is with us. He's gone, he's given us a commission, and he's given us a promise to that he'll be with us even to the end of the harvest age.
就像波阿斯啊，他对他的田地了如指掌，一样，他对他地里发生的一切事情呢，都知道，而且时刻在关注他这个田地里面发生的事情。一样，主耶稣基督呢，他也是的，他现在时刻与我们同在，他给了我们这个使命呢，也给了我们这个应许，就是他常与我们同在，直到世界的末了。
Last picture we'll have of the Lord Jesus is that strange night on the threshing floor.
然后最后一个布阿斯的预表主耶稣基督的点呢，就是在这个那个打谷场里面那一夜发生的事。
Naomi had told Ruth instructions on how she might be redeemed.
那拿俄米呢告诉路德了，他怎么样才能够被赎。
She must go down and lay at the feet of the one man that could redeem her.
那就是他必须要走到这个谷场去，躺在那个能够赎他那个人的脚下。
She brought nothing with her.
他什么也没有带。
There was nothing that she could pay.
因为他付不起什么代价。
She would have to give herself away.
他必须把自己给舍了，献出去。
And she'd have to cast herself on his grace.
他必须把自己放在这个人就是波阿斯的恩典之下。
And so she washes herself and takes off her widow's garments and puts on her best garments, a wedding garment.
那路德呢就沐浴更衣了，把他的寡妇的衣服脱下来，换上他最好的衣服，就是像婚就是这个婚嫁的穿的这个喜服一样。
And softly, when all the reapers had fallen asleep, she comes quietly to the threshing floor.
那等呢所有收割的人呢都已经入睡了以后呢，路德呢就悄悄地来到这个打谷场上。
And she lifts the robe that covered the feet of Boaz.
那他掀起这个波阿斯所盖的这个衣襟呢。
And she lay down.
然后他就躺下。
And covers herself with that.
然后他用他脚上的被盖在身上。
But it's at midnight, the darkest hour.
他这是发生在半夜，是这个天最黑的时候。
He realizes there's someone there.
然后布阿斯呢就突然惊醒，发现有人在那里。
He asked her, who are you?
他就问了, 你是谁?
She says there in verse 9 of chapter 3, I'm Ruth, your maidservant. Take your maidservant under your wing, for you are a close relative.
我们看这个路德记的3章9节, 路德就回答说, 我是你的婢女路德, 求你用你的衣襟遮盖我, 因为你是我一个至亲至近的亲属。
What she was telling him was that she wanted to be redeemed, that she would lay at his feet, that his wing might cover her, just as the Lord's wing covered Israel in the wilderness.
那路德所表达的意思呢，就是他愿意被赎，他希望，波阿斯呢能用他的衣襟遮盖他，就像在旷野里面主耶稣用神用他的膀臂啊遮盖以色列人一样。
And he commends her for this.
然后这个，波阿斯呢就这么说的。
He says in verse 11, or verse 10, Blessed are you of the Lord, my daughter, for you have shown more kindness at the end than at the beginning, in that you did not go after young men, whether poor or rich.
我们看三章的十节，这是波阿斯赞许路德的话。他说：“女儿啊，愿你蒙耶和华赐福，你末后的恩比先前更大，因为少年人无论贫富，你都没有跟从。”
And now, he has a decision to make.
现在波阿斯呢，要做一个决定了。He's
got to pay the debt of another, Elimelech. He's got to cover Elimelech's debt.
他现在要去付别人欠的债了，他要替以利米勒来付债，付他欠的债。And
he has to take Ruth, this Moabitess, as his wife.
而且呢，他必须要娶路德这个摩押女人呢做他的妻子。Would
he be willing? He certainly has the authority to. He has the ability. But was he willing to?
当然，他有这个权利，也有这个能力。问题是，他愿意吗？
His answer is very quickly.
他回答得非常干脆。And
now, my daughter, do not fear. I will do for you all that you request. For all the people of my town know that you are a virtuous woman.
我们看十一节，他说：“女儿啊，现在不要惧怕，凡你所说的，我必照着行。我本城的人都知道你是个贤德的女子。” Now,
we might ask ourselves, how is this a picture of the Lord Jesus Christ?
那我们可能会问自己一个问题，这是如何预表我们主耶稣基督的呢？
It was on the night in which the Lord was betrayed that he went into the Garden of Gethsemane.
在主耶稣被卖的那一夜，他进了这个科西玛尼园。
Gethsemane is very, the name Gethsemane means the place of the oil press.
科西玛尼园的这个意思，这个名字的意思就是这个，榨油的榨油的地方。It
was there in an olive grove. There was an olive press. The olives would be harvested and put into this press, and great pressure was put upon those olives to crush them so that the oil may freely flow out.
在这个橄榄园里啊，都会修一个这个压油的这个地方，在这个压油的地方呢，收获下来的这个橄榄呢，会放在里面，会给这个橄榄很大的一个压力，把这个橄榄呢完全的压碎，然后让那个油呢流出来。
Now this very easily parallels the threshing floor.
那这个压油的地方呢，就是和这个打谷场是一样的。
The threshing floor is where the husks of the grain are beaten out and the chaff is separated. It's a place of decision.
那这个打鼓的这个打鼓场是也是要把那个骨壳啊给它脱下来，就是要打这个谷子，然后让这骨壳裂开脱下来得着里头那个果实。所以打鼓场也是一个要做决定的地方。
The threshing floor represents the place where issues are settled.
而且打谷场呢是代表一个就是这个纷争要解决的一个地方。
Where the wheat is separated from the chaff.
是这个谷子要和这个糠比分开的地方。
Where the wheat which is useful is going to be taken into barns and used for food and for seed, or chaff is taken out and burnt.
那有用的这个谷子呢要被收起来，要么为了吃，要么为了当种子。那这个糠秕呢是要被烧掉的，是没有用的。
In a similar way, the olive press is where the pulp and the seeds are separated from the good oil.
那这个橄榄亚橄榄油这个地方的这个油槽也是一样的，就是这个压干的这个渣子和这个果壳啊都是没有用的，要和这个有用的油给分开来。Now
the Lord Jesus, as it were, was on the threshing floor in the Garden of Gethsemane.
当主耶稣基督在克西马尼园的时候，他就像在打谷场上一样。There
was a great issue to be settled.
现在有一个事情，有一个很大的事情要解决。He
had come into this world to glorify the Father in his life, which he had accomplished.
那他来到这个地上，他已经做完那件事情呢，就是用他这个完美的生命，已经荣耀了他的父。He
had fulfilled the law completely, the only man to do so.
他已经完全行权了律法，在这地上唯有他这样一个人行权了律法。
But there was one thing left to do.
但是现在还剩下一件事情要做。
He must be crushed.
那就是他要被压碎。
It was there in the Garden of Gethsemane that the Lord Jesus prayed to his Father.
所以在客厅。
Okay.
Go ahead.
It was there in Gethsemane where Jesus prayed to the Father, Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me.
在克西马尼园，主耶稣向天父祷告说：“天父啊，若可行，求你把这杯挪去。”There
was one great issue to be settled.
所以有一件重要的事情要搞定，要解决。The
spotless, holy Son of God would have to be made sin in order to redeem us to himself.
那就是这个纯净的无瑕疵的神的儿子，神的羔羊，他要替我们成为罪，为的是要把我们救出来。He
who had never sinned, who hated sin, was going to have to become sin.
他是恨恶罪的，而且他从来没有犯过罪，没有罪的这个人，他却要成为罪。He
prayed once.
他祷告了一次。
He sweat, as it were, great drops of blood falling down to the ground.
然后他流下的汗珠啊，就像大雪点一样滴在地上。
No doubt Satan brought before him all the filth and ugliness of sin that he could bring up and put before the Son of God.
我们可以想象，当时撒旦肯定把这个人所犯下的最肮脏、最污秽的这个罪啊，都摆在了这个主耶稣基督的面前。He
prayed again, Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me.
然后他就又祷告了第二次，他说：“父啊，若可行，求你使这杯离开我。”His
whole frame, I'm sorrowful even unto death, he says.
他说我心里极其忧伤，以至于要死。An
angel had to be sent from heaven to strengthen his physical frame, or he would have collapsed.
所以天使必须得这时候派下来，要给他加他力量，那否则呢，他的这个肉身呢，可能就坚持不住了。The
olive press was pressing on him.
因为所有的压力啊，都现在都压在他的身上。
He prayed a third time.
然后他就祷告了第三次。
If it's possible, Father, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done.
他说天父啊若可行求你使这杯离开我但是按你的意思不要按我的意思。
And he rose up. He was willing to pay the price, the ultimate price, of which we have no understanding.
然后他就站起来了他愿意付上这个代价这代价之大是我们永远也不能明白的。
And he claimed for himself, as a result, a bride, a beautiful bride for himself.
这个代价付出代价的结果呢就是他为自己赢得了一个美丽的新娘。
So these pictures of Boaz, they kind of imprint on our minds and our hearts.The person of our Lord Jesus Christ, the greater Boaz.
所以盼望这个波阿斯这个形象能在我们心里印上主耶稣基督的样式他是一个更伟大的波阿斯。
May the Lord bless his word to us, Mr. Summers, please.
愿主祝福他自己的话语我们请 Harold 长老做结束的总结。
Amen. Well, thank you, Eric. AndIt is a beautiful picture of our Lord Jesus Christ. The thing that's wonderful is that our Lord Jesus Christ is always more beautiful than the pictures.
好感谢 Eric, 今天我们学习了一个非常美丽的主耶稣基督这个图片啊但是更感恩的是主耶稣基督总比他的这些预表啊更美。
And it's true that Boaz has pointed us to the Savior, but we're thankful.That our Savior is even more wonderful than Boaz was to Ruth.
当然波阿斯是预表是指向主耶稣的但是我们很感恩主耶稣基督比波阿斯更奇妙。
And so we'll just close in a word of prayer now.
好我们现在做一个结束的祷告。
Lord, we pray that you'll just bless these wonderful truths to each of our hearts.
主啊求你祝福这奇妙的真理啊使这真理进到我们的心里。
We're thankful that the Bible teaches us so clearly that our blessed Savior loved us.
我们感谢圣经教导我们我们亲爱的救主爱我们。
And we see an expression of that love in Boaz, but Lord, our Savior loved us so much more than that.
我们从波阿斯的身上看到了这种爱的表达但是我们知道主爱我们比这更多。
We confess, Lord, that like Ruth, we are unworthy of such love, but we also confess that we sure are thankful.
主啊我们知道我们都像路德我们本不配得这样的爱但是我们很感恩我们的确得着了这样的爱。
So bless us, we pray, and keep us close.To the Lord Jesus Christ, that we might be fruitful in our lives with Him and for Him.
对，求你祝福我们，使我们跟主耶稣基督的关系更近，让我们能够在我们的生命中为他结出更多的果子来。
And we give thanks now and pray these things in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们这样的祷告，和这样的赞美是奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you, Eric.